Ryan Vogelsong, we'll talk about that with Alex Pavlovich, who's going to join us here. Covers the ball club for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. He's not subject to the sophomore jinx. He had a great year. Alex, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Well, Ryan Vogelsong last night, what was your impression of him? Because I realize over the last couple of weeks, it's been good and bad. I think back to the Pittsburgh game. He pitched great. And last night, six innings, two runs, and he got out of trouble.
You know, he's such a grinder, and he's such, as Brian Sabian said yesterday, he's such a warrior out there that you still feel like every night when he goes out there, if he has anything close to the stuff he had last year and the year before, he's going to give you a shot. And yeah. I thought last night his stuff was better. He said he felt better on the mound, and we saw it with the last at-bat he had there. He's just going to go right at you, and Dave Rigetti went out there and said, this is your final hitter, and he said, I didn't even hear that. I was focused on the guy, and he got a fly out to left, got out of it, had a pretty good line last night. I know he feels good about himself heading into the offseason, and, you know, Ryan's told us for a couple weeks now that he's going to be better next year. He knows he's going to be better. He's going to work hard this offseason to try to figure out what went wrong, and I think his – you know, it's going to be tough to see what they do with that option, but I do think he's definitely earned the right to come in here next spring and try to reclaim his job.
Yeah, I think so. I think the biggest issue for him was the lack of velocity. But as Kyle pointed out to me, and I was talking to Liam upstairs at the media relations department, he hit 90 last night, and that's basically where he pitches, maybe 90, 91.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the World Baseball Classic and the time he missed by getting hurt. So it was really an interrupted season for him, and nothing went right. But at the end of the year, he had a good one, and he feels good about the way his season ended. And you know, I think that's a guy that
good.
We've talked about this before. That's one of those guys that I don't think if he were around would have quite let the season go the way it ended up. Not because of the way he was on the mound, but just because he goes out there every 5 days and absolutely fights the other teams.
Yeah.
And you need somebody like that.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, it's the look of the tiger. And I remember in the World Series, that shot on the TV screen with Cabrera up there in the sixth inning and just looking at Vogelsong up on the mound. And he took the whole screen, and he had the Dave Stewart look. He just didn't have a good year for whatever reason. But I agree with you. And I think the Giants know that he should be back. The question is if budget is tight and they need money. Because I'll go to another player, and of course he gave up a home run last night. Doesn't happen very often, only a couple during his whole tenure here as a Giant. That's Javier Lopez. Whatever it takes to keep Javier Lopez here. And the pen in September, 69 innings, 17 earned runs, about a .220 earned run average. Starters, five straight for them, two runs or less. This team is built on pitching, and you just need that lefty out of the pen. What's it going to take? What kind of money is it going to take for Lopez? He is a lefty, and he's a short guy, but, you know, he's not going to break the bank here.
Yeah, you know, he's kind of been lost in the shuffle because of what's happening with Hunter Pence and of course, all the talk about Tim Lincecum and maybe big names that you bring in left field or the rotation and things like that. But he's shown how valuable he is, and it's pretty remarkable that you can remember the home runs he's given up since he was traded here in 2010, and it's two of them.
Pedro Alvarez last night.
And it's stunning when it happens, and that tells you all you need to know. I also, you know, I wrote this last night. From what I could tell, he was pretty high up there in the voting for the Willie Mack Award,
yes.
And also I think was pretty high up there in the voting for the Good Guy Award that we gave to Brandon Crawford as local reporter. So I think that tells you a lot about the kind of person he is and the kind of respect he has here and in that clubhouse. And you know, of course, he takes that out on the field and has had a really remarkable season, been one of the best left-handed specialists in baseball. So I don't know what the number is. I imagine his agents are looking at the Giants and what they gave Casilla last year and Affelt last year and saying, well, look at what this guy has done. And that's going to be a lot. But if you want to compete, if you want to go to the World Series, if you want to be able to, you know, neutralize those left-handers in October, this is the guy you need.
Yeah, it's worth it, whatever it is. And he's a big influence on the younger players. You know, it's funny because we make a big deal about Lincecum and Zito, their last starts. We will see Zito again over the weekend. And that has been just about guaranteed for everybody as they missed the chance for the crowd to cheer him off the mound. So we will see him again. But for Lopez, this could be his last time as a Giant. And you don't win the World Series in 2010 or 2012 without him. As you said, Alex, he was very valuable. But he sort of slipped through the cracks of the big goodbye. You know, no one's thinking about saying goodbye to him, but really he's almost as important. He was as important as Zito was.
Yeah, he told us in New York, he said they're still formalizing the parade plan, so we'll figure it out when, and we'll let you guys know when the parade is. But, you know, he's a guy who has a good sense of humor, and I think he's handled this process well. I think he'll be open-minded going into free agency, but another guy who wants to stay here. So, you know, they talk about bringing fresh blood in and some new faces, but all these guys want to stay, and the fans love them, and they've shown that they're capable of contributing the World Series champion team. So it's going to be an interesting offseason.
Well, Alex Pavlovich joins us this morning here live at the Bunker, 10 o'clock for us out at the Public House. Patrick will be out there to join us. Last night, some interesting things that you guys wrote. Hunter Pence apparently had a discussion with Larry Bear at his locker. It wasn't about a World Series ring, I'm sure. But it was a discussion, and it seems to be a discussion about the contract, a very unusual place to do it. But what was your take on the Larry Bear-Hunter Pence discussion last night?
You know, that was baffling, and this is my second year, as you know, and I was kind of looking around like, do these things happen? And I think the guys who are veterans were also kind of shocked by what was going on, and some of the players were shocked by what was going on, and walking past and talking to us reporters and saying, what's happening over there? And, you know, we kind of jokingly asked Hunter, did you guys negotiate there? And he said, yeah, there's you know, we're either really close or really far. I'm going to find out a little bit later. Obviously, that was just a few hours ago, so we don't quite know what's happened. But, yeah, I think, you know, Hunter would like to get something done, and the Giants, this is Fan Appreciation Weekend, and it's been a down year, and a lot has gone wrong. But, you know, if you're heading into the offseason to bring back really the one big piece right at the end of the year, I think would be a hell of a statement, not just to the fans, but to the rest of the division, the rest of Major League Baseball. So I think there's a shot that it happens this weekend.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it comes down to numbers, and it comes down to what they're offering, but it really came out of left field and was pretty incredible last night, and I'm sure we'll make for a busy weekend for us beat writers.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, Larry Bear negotiating with Hunter Pence in the clubhouse after the game. Well, it's interesting that Pence used the phrase, we'll either be very far apart or we'll be close. I wonder where they're coming from, where the Pence came, because it is early, and when you open negotiations, you always open it up a lot higher than it really will end up. So, but I think the Giants want him for just what you said, the statement on Fan Appreciation Weekend. By the way, we'll have some stuff to give away out at the Public House today, as we appreciate the people who come out there. Alex, the game today has some interest for me. Number one, it's a battle for third place, and you'd like to come in third. They're not going to come in last, so that's been established, and they won't be a first-to-last team like the Marlins were in 1998. But Yosmero Petit, and listening to Brian Sabian yesterday about Petit, he sort of, I don't know, maybe downplayed him a little bit, and I'm at the other end of the spectrum on this guy. He's shown me, it's not just September, coming up in September, but it's the way he's pitched, the way he's commanded himself. And as I say, 26 up, 26 down, maybe my highlight of the year. Petit today, another chance to just show what he can do. How can you not come back and say, look, you're my number five starter?
Yeah, you know, I think the issue is you look at other guys that they've had success with, and a Ryan Vogelsong, a Chad Godin, and guys who are going to be in the mix there possibly at the back end. And I thought, you know, like you said, he did downplay Petit a little bit, and I felt he maybe downplayed Godin a little bit when we asked about him. So, they can't bring the same team back next year. It, regardless of everything that went wrong this year, I think they know that they have to bring some fresh faces in here, and the rotation is a spot where they'd like to do that, and that means that, you know, you're going to have to make a tough choice here and there, and there may be guys who contributed. I think Petit, as well as his pitch here in September, it still is a pretty small sample size, and it still is, you know, against... He's had some good ones and had very close to having a great one and a historic one, but I do think you want to see a little bit more before you go into next year saying that's the number five guy.
Yeah, so. Well, he could compete with Vogelsong maybe.
Yeah.
But if Lindskum is back, I think he's established clearly as a four. And I asked Brian Sabian the question yesterday at the press conference, and that is, do you have a number three, even with everybody coming back? He said no. I mean, we want to go out and find a three. So maybe if Lindskum is here, he's got a spot. But then Petit, Godin, Vogelsong maybe would compete for that fifth one. So I'm interested to see what he does today. It gives me some interest in that particular part.
Yeah, I think that's what you're looking at. And also, I think you're looking at guys that you can have at Fresno, and that was an issue this year. They just, you know, it didn't work out. When guys got hurt, Eric Sercamp wasn't quite ready, and Mike Kickham wasn't quite ready, and they just really had a lot of trouble filling that hole when Vogelsong was out. So if you can have a guy like Yusmeiro Petit, a guy who has shown that he's willing to stick with the organization and go down to Fresno and be right on the edge of the roster, I think that's valuable to have until some of those younger pitchers, and he talked a lot about them yesterday, and they're very excited about those guys who are going to be in Richmond next year, but they're not quite ready. So you need a bridge there, and I think that could be Petit.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Alex Pavlovich is with us. Get him back here. Talk a little bit about international players, which also the general manager kind of played down last night, but apparently there's still a lot of interest in the international market. It's an easy way to add to your team, but it does change the defensive alignment if they go one way. So we'll talk about that and more right here. KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Hey, this is Buster Posey. You're listening to Giants Warm Up with Marty Lurie, KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Boy, Alex Pavlovich joining us. Nice to have him here in the bunker. Beautiful day for baseball out there. It really is. Shimmering babe view today. It was really nice. They couldn't have the World Cup or whatever they call it, America's Cup today, I'll tell you that. Hey, we had a lot of fun this week. They had the wine tasting up at the club level and a lot of people up there. But Phil Rogers and Kelly saw them from Summerston Winery. Great, great folks. Very nice and appreciate all the kind words they said. And Kelly Young, and he was there with another Kelly from the E16 Wine Company, that is in San Jose. So, Kelly, very nice, and very, very nice folks, and very nice to have him there. Got a nice card, boy. So a lot of people, you know, I run into, you see me around the park. It's incredible running into everybody. It really is funny.
Everybody knows you.
Well, it's just funny. You know, we do the shows, and I think I'm talking to myself, and then Lee Hammer and I talk about, you know, on a given Saturday, 400,000 people could be listening, you know, over the course of, you know, the 12 hours, so many per every 5 minutes, what have you. But you could get up to 400,000 people, and I think they're all at the public house today. All right, Alex Pavlovich, a pleasure to have him with us. Alex, and thank you so much for the whole year of being on. But the international market, Sabian yesterday sort of downplayed the fact that we're just sort of figuring out the international market. But they've got scouts all over the world, especially in the Dominican Republic. Any reality to Abreu or Tanaka, which would then change, number one, he'd give you a number three starter with Tanaka. And with Abreu, you have a middle-of-the-order hitter, and you put Belt in left field, and I'll see you in Scottsdale.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, given what Brian said yesterday, and then my friend Jesse Sanchez, who works for MLB.com, is tweeting this morning that Abreu is free to sign now, and the Giants are one of the teams that, you know, have been connected to him and pretty heavily. I know I've talked to a few scouts who really think the Giants are in on this one, and they you know, a lot of people saw the Giants down there, and they think the Giants are going to make a move and see what they can do. And I think Sabian downplayed that a little bit yesterday, and certainly a lot of it will depend on what Hunter Pence costs and on what it costs to fix the pitching, because I you know, the way the season has gone, I don't think you can go out and get another first baseman and say we're going to move Belt to left field if you haven't first figured out the pitching. I don't think that's going to do any good. There, you see the teams are in the postseason. You see the way the Dodgers ran away with the division. It's pitching, and it's been pitching in this division. So I think they're going to try to get that fixed first. But yeah, I thought it was interesting that Brian told us, you know, they're trying to get more involved. And if that doesn't lead to something this year, then down the line, certainly they're going to know more people. They're going to have seen more people, and they do want to upgrade their facility down there, and they're going to do so. And I think they would like to get more involved in the Asian markets and with some of these players. You've seen what Puig has done. You've seen what other teams have done with these guys, with Chapman, guys like that. So they want to get more involved. I think this is a way to do it. I don't know if it's going to lead to anything this offseason, but down the line, yeah, I think it will lead to something.
Yeah, interesting. I liked his comments yesterday. I thought it was a little bit of, as I say, playing possum, you know, and because they've got scouts all over the place, and it's an easy way to do it. He said yesterday the trade market is very, very complicated for them. You know, he used to be able to go out and trade. He did it with Mel Rocky Cabrera, and he's done it with Vogelsong and Lopez. Well, not Vogelsong, but Lopez coming in and Ramirez. But it's hard to do it now, and it'd be nice to see that happen.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was where he played possum a little bit. Just looking at the free agent pitching market and who's out there, and I know they're not very, very excited about most of the names out there. So I think it would be interesting to see what's out there if you're trying to swing a trade. And there are going to be teams, you know, the teams like Tampa Bay and other teams that have an excess of pitching and have a history of trading some of those guys away before they get into their arbitration years and too expensive. And, you know, the Giants have a lot of prospects who are not quite ready, but other teams that are building more for the future might be interested. And they have a couple players, you know, a guy like Hector Sanchez, who has shown flashes of being an everyday catcher in the big leagues, and I think might interest some other teams. So there's going to be, I think there will be more opportunities out there than they're saying. And if you're looking for a number three starter, I don't know how many of them are on the market right now. So you might have to go out there and get creative and trade maybe from some of the depth you have, which is minor league pitching.
I like it. And I bring in David Price. I'll bring his name. You know, who knows? But Sabin's done it before. He did it with Matt Williams and the Jeff Kent deal. And sometimes when you have to, he said the window's closed, you got to redo it. And that would be a way to do it. Hey, who do you like to win the National League pennant here? We know Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are fighting it out. So you has the home wild card. Whoever wins that series, and Pittsburgh won last night, will host the game. But we got everybody else. We got Kershaw, 183 earned run average. First Dodger to do it since Koufax, leads the league 3 years. First to do it since Maddox. And I don't know. It's tough. For me, it's tough to pick against the Dodgers, but where do you go?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe it's because we saw these two teams last year, but I have just for a year now been extremely impressed with the Reds and the Cardinals and the way those rosters are built and the way, you know, the starting pitching they have and some of the guys they bring out of the bullpens. It seems like the Cardinals, they can bring anybody up from AA at any time and is throwing 97. So I think those two teams are built well. And you know, the Cardinals, I think, have some injury issues right now. So if I had to pick, I'd say the Reds, assuming Dusty doesn't find a way to screw it up somehow. I think they have a lot of talent, and I think the back end of that bullpen, you throw Chapman out there. I thought in the postseason last year they should have used him more, and they didn't. They're using him for 9-10 pitches at a time. I know a lot of guys in the Giants clubhouse are very happy that Chapman wasn't pitching 2 or 3 innings at a time against them, and being a former starter, he certainly is capable of doing that. So, I think it's up to the way they manage, but if I had to pick, I'd say the Reds.
All right, good for you. They're kind of my dark horse, but you know, Cueto's back and Homer Bailey and Arroyo and Latos, but they don't win. They just don't win when you need a win. Like last night, Homer Bailey got 5 innings, 4 runs. I mean, that was a big game for the Reds last night at home, and they got beat by A.J. Burnett. Hey, Al, go ahead.
I was going to say, we saw last year they beat themselves at times.
Yeah.
And with Brandon Phillips and, you know, trying to take third and some of the errors they made there. And I thought some of the decisions they made, guys they were bringing out of the bullpen, I thought they beat themselves. They have it there. They have the talent to do it. It's just a matter of not beating yourself.
Yeah, it's a great playoff. I think it's one of the best in years that we're going to see. Joey Votto broke Pete Rose's record for times on base, 311. Is it significant? Yeah, because he broke Pete Rose's record to do it. So I like that. I will say thank you again. You've been terrific all year. We'll find you tomorrow morning, hopefully, and you'll come on with us for our last show tomorrow. Alex Pavlovich. Thanks, Al.
Yeah, thank you, Marty.
As I say, thanks, Al. And take a drink.
Drink, everybody.